You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
That's why I come on interns.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Beast World Studios in San Antonio, Texas, this is The Social Hour. This week, Deese is back from vacation with a solo episode catching up on the news. And now your host. He heard there's a controversy about a whites-only community developing in Arkansas, but he doesn't understand why everyone's so mad. They've had that for a long time. It's called Arkansas. Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. What is up, guys? We are back. I'm back for you, baby. It's been a couple weeks. I had a little bit of a vacation. I'd like to take August off as usual and enjoy some summer, go kick it in the Northwest, my old home, where it is nice for this month and this month only. So that's why I go up there in August and give a little whirl. So I'm back in the studio, back in Texas. Just me solo episode today, guys. We're riding me and you. We're going to have some fun. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about. And I want to say we are now officially on Roku. The Social Hour has made it to Roku, guys, with the Madness Entertainment Network. So big shout out to them. Give them a follow on social media. And we're here. We'll be here every other Tuesday on the Madness Network, bringing you new episodes with new guests and all kinds of stuff. Real quickly, guys, before we get into what we got to talk about today, some updates on the comic book. Kill Stand number 3 is coming very soon. We have a couple weeks until it is out, but follow us on Inferno.Earth and Inferno on Instagram and the website to get updates on all that. And also, we've got a ton of conventions coming up. I've got a million conventions over the next few weeks. I'll be in Del Rio, Texas this weekend. Next 2 weekends in San Antonio, then Oklahoma, Dallas, Beaumont, Texas, Shirts, Texas. I'm everywhere. So hit up Inferno.Earth. You can see where we're going to be at conventions, and you can get your book signed, meet and greet, or tell me you hate me, because I'll be there, and that's an option for you. But you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't have feelings. as for comedy, guys, go to DeeseComedy.com. Check out everything going on across the network. Live shows, live dates coming at you. Got some great shows coming up. I will be at Bourbon and Branch in Spring Branch, Texas on the 17th of September. I will be bringing the THC show back to Upstage Comedy Lounge in San Antonio on Sunday, the 21st. Tickets to that show go fast, so get them while you can. And for the first time ever, I am headlining the Dallas Comedy Club on September 25th, so I'm excited to do that. And some big news, we got a little call from a club in San Diego, California. So Southern California people, I may be coming back to you with some fun stuff soon. I'm just working out some details, and we will be announcing more very shortly. Some exciting stuff, maybe a little different than what you may anticipate, but I am excited for it. So that's it, guys. Go to DeeseComedy.com for the comedy stuff, Inferno.Earth for the comic book, and that's it. We're over. That's the episode. That's the whole episode. I'm going home. No, I'm kidding. I am home. This is my home. It's where I live. I have some stuff I want to talk about. I've been watching this new reality show. I don't know if you heard about it. It's what's it called? The News. Have you heard of this? It's a nightmare. I don't know why people watch it. It's always bad, never anything good. It's just like, it's always like the news is just like, babies are genocided in the Middle East, and everyone's just like, yeah, crazy, man. That's gonna happen. What are you gonna do? I'm like, what do you mean? What are we gonna? We should stop that. And like, yeah, we should. But also, I am going to keep voting for the person who does that. And by that, I mean anyone in power as the president of the United States. I had a conversation with a friend of mine when I was in Washington. Dear friend of mine. And They were not aware. They were upset about Trump and them funding the Israeli Gaza thing. And I was like, yeah. Also, Biden was funding that. You know, so maybe they're just the same person with different fake CIA 5-second masks on or whatever. They're not real people, you guys. What I'm saying is we should find creative ways to get rid of more of them. Now, you take that as you may. I'm just saying we don't need them. We don't need them. We can do better without them. So anyway, the news is a nightmare, but it's got a lot of stuff going on. I've seen some stories, and I would like to talk about them. Now, Israel, Gaza, Pasha, old stuff. Sure. More babies are dying. Sure. Targeting hospitals. Whatever. You know? You don't need a hospital if all the people are dead. What do you need a hospital for? Who are you gonna heal? You just kill them. You know? I didn't say that's the right thing to do. I just said that is what's happening. So, you know, we just were over it. America, you know, it's like Ukraine. We can only care for so long. And then they're like, oh, Gaza, where you care. And they're like, ugh, whatever. When is the new Game of Thrones sequel coming out? Have you heard the new Harry Potter remake is happening? Because we need that. I haven't seen a Harry Potter movie. We haven't gotten new material in 2 years. Why don't we have it now? Well, now we do. And now, the babies, the people. Nobody cares. It's over. We're moving on. Taylor Swift got engaged. We've moved on, people. The news cycle has changed. There's a couple things that came my way, though, that I'd like to talk about. This one, because it's in my stratosphere of what I do, and a lot of people ask me about it. There's a comedy festival happening in Dubai. A lot of names, big names in comedy, going to it, going to perform. I'll give you a couple. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going. I'm not allowed to say. Not really at liberty to say whether I was invited or not. Some would say most likely not. I like to think that I'm just such a patriot, my email immediately blocked the offer. So, you know, I'm not going to go, is what I'm trying to say. But a lot of people are. And I should have had this list up. But, you know, now you're going to see it. Here it is. Here's some of the comedians going to this, performing at this comedy festival. Tim Dillon, Jeff Ross, and friends, which I find hilarious that Jeff Ross has to have friends. He can't just be dead Jeff Ross. There's Dave Chappelle. There's Gabriel Iglesias. There's Jessica Kirsan, Aziz Ansari, Kevin Hart, Nimesh Patel, Chris DiStefano, Tom Segura, Joe Coy, Sam Morell, Hannibal Buress, Andrew Schultz, Sebastian Maniscalco, Bad Friends, that's Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee, Bill Burr, Whitney Cummings, Jimmy Carr, Louis C.K., Pete Davidson, Mark Norman, Russell Peters, and Chris Tucker. Oddly, that one kind of got me. I didn't know he was going to be there. sadly, Jackie Chan couldn't make it, but Chris Tucker will be there. Also, that's sad for the people that have to sit through that. Just kidding. Chris Tucker is a great comedian. But these are some of the biggest powerhouse names in comedy that are going to be at this event. And they're getting a little bit of heat. Because they're going to Saudi Arabia to do comedy. And, you know, as usual, people are up in arms. I don't know. I guess apparently Saudi Arabia has a spotty track record on human. They've had a couple incidents, a couple smattering of things, you know? Just a couple things, you know? So, I mean, you know, maybe they killed a reporter or something, allegedly, you know, and you ask which one. And I say, who cares? But the answer is Jamal Khashoggi and Tariq Al-Jassar. But it doesn't matter. So they're killing reporters. What do we care? This is America. Freedom of speech is dead. We're over it. We don't want to talk. We just want people to tell us things we already believe. We don't need to have new ideas. They've all been had. Get rid of them. Go. We don't need it. What's a new idea? It's just something to take up room, you know, take up a little room in that dome of yours when you could be watching that new Harry Potter TV show. HBO remake. Is it going to be different than the movies? Probably not. Just different actors. Same thing. But I still need it. Who was the, now, again, who was the reporter? Nobody knows. That's the point. So they killed some reporters. And this is allegedly. We don't know. You know, in our country, America, we have a right to speedy trial. We're innocent until proven guilty. Now, I to be fair, in Saudi Arabia, that doesn't exist. Pretty horrific legal system. But in our country, that's not the point. Now, we're talking about how we feel about this country and the things we do in our hypocrisy. So allegedly, they killed these reporters, and I don't know if they did. I can't say for sure. I wasn't there. But I will say this. If they did, good. You know, whatever. The news. Nobody likes the news, like I said. And they said, it's reported that he was, like Jamal Khashoggi, was beheaded and then chopped into little pieces, allegedly. Now, personally, do I think that happened? No. I think the whole thing was his fault. Yeah, I think he was probably just hanging around some super sweet dude who happened to have a sword, just being awesome with his super cool sword. And then the reporter maybe just fell up too hard. He was like down and then he fell up too hard and he cut his own head off. So it's his fault. Listen, swords don't kill people. People who hang around awesome people with swords kill people. That's the saying. It's in the Bible. Sign it. John Hancock, John Adams, Constitution. That's the saying. It's his own damn fault. I think it's the reporter's fault. What was he wearing? Clearly not chainmail. He got his head cut off. But maybe something more revealing in a country that kills people for wearing things that are revealing. But not a human rights issue. I blame him. I blame the reporter, you know? And I don't know why everyone's so mad. Again, it switched. Who cares? I don't know why people are mad. It's Saudi Arabia. Yes. Okay. Maybe they killed a reporter. We probably have too many anyway. You can't even pronounce his name. What? You wouldn't want to sit next to him on a flight on 9/11. Don't care. Whatever. We don't even like the news. America hates the news. We don't read the news anymore. Just give us influencers. Have them tell us what we should think now. You also don't watch the news. So don't tell me I'm supposed to be... Just let the influencers tell me who I'm supposed to be mad at this week. That's all I need, you know? Have some girl named, you know, Dupo Mojito come on, and she's AI generated, and she just tells me who I'm supposed to be mad at. Oh, it's Sydney Sweeney this week? Got it. Totally pissed at her. Oh, she's the master race right now? Perfect. I'm angry. Didn't know you could have a lazy eye and be in the master race, but okay. If you say so, AI lady. I don't think anyone from Spokane, Washington could ever be considered superior to anyone else, but sure, whatever you want to say. Blonde hair, blue eyes, I'll go with that. Whatever. We don't want to hear the news. We just want to hear what we need to be mad at so other people know we're also mad. I'm mad. What are we yelling about, you know? These comedians, they just want to go to another country and express themselves in a country where it is illegal for people to express themselves. So, you know, whatever. Okay, we're American. They're allowed to do that. Sure, you could say there's hypocrisy in that. To me, I just think that's the American dream, you know? And then, look, the reality is, I'm not mad at these people, despite all the sarcasm. I'm not mad at these people for doing this. Get your bag. But if you are going to do this, if you are going to go to a country and do a thing that the people that live there can't do, take a sum of money from people who are deplorable people and do deplorable things. We're talking about slavery, sex trafficking, again, beheading journalists, unlawful crime, you know, kangaroo courts where people are just put in prison, hands cut off, etc., etc., etc. That's fine. I'm not going to get mad at you for doing that. You've made your choice. All I'm saying is the next time you decide to get on your very large platform and talk about some social issue that you want to have a controversy about, you know, I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up. You're going to have to shut all the way the fuck up. Black Lives Matter, shut the fuck up. Women's rights, shut the fuck up. WNBA, shut the fuck up. Anything else about anyone, shut the fuck up. We don't care. You've lost your right to say you care. You're complicit now. It's so clearly black and white. You know, if you're going to back this and then yell about Israel, if you're going to back this and then, you know, yell about Black Lives Matter, if you're going to back this and yell about trans issue or whatever your thing is, the influencer du jour told you to be mad about, I don't care. I can't respect your opinion anymore. I don't care. But get your bag. Have fun. But I'm going to tell you, I lost a lot of respect for some of these comedians that are going to do this. Not all of them. Here's the thing. Some of these guys don't take big stances. Some of these guys aren't, you know, rallying against the system or talking about heavy topics. And those people, I don't blame them. They're just going to get their bag. They haven't taken a stance. But for these people that take hard stances on one thing or another and then want to come back and do this, it's the hypocrisy that is ridiculous. And those people, go fuck yourselves. Speaking of comedians that can go fuck themselves, excuse me, God, this is... Mark Maron is in the news. A comedian your dad might remember. Mark Maron has been around for a long time complaining. Not typical for a Jewish guy, but you know, some do. Mark Maron is currently mad at Theo Von and Dave Chappelle, apparently, and Bill Maher, dragging everyone into this controversy, trying to promote his latest special and stay relevant in any way he can. Before his special came out, he started talking about bringing politics into comedy and having how Theo Von had Trump on his podcast, and how anytime you bring politics in it, you now become a spokesperson for that side. And that's really interesting coming from a guy who had Barack Obama on his podcast in the mid-2000s. Mark Maron, you hypocritical piece of shit. You're just mad that someone is talking to someone you don't like. It's not about that they're platforming a politician. It's not about that they're talking, becoming a shill for some sides, allegedly, like you say. It's because they're doing it for someone you don't like. When you did it, there is no problem. But now, the What the Fuck podcast that at one time, you know, when there were three podcasts, was a top three podcast. But once there was any competition, quickly got drowned out. And now Mark Maron is stopping the podcast and pouting back to his little hobbit hole because he's a little bitch about everything. You know, Mark Maron has a rich history of being a cunt to every other comedian with a modicum of success. Let me give you a list of comedians that Mark Maron has had beef with. Jon Stewart, Louis C.K., Jerry Seinfeld, Burt Kreischer, Theo Von, Adam Sandler, Joe Rogan, Bill Maher, Jay Moore, Mindy Kaling. I mean, the list goes on and on. Listen, I'm just a Mexican with a GED, but the common denominator here is Mark Maron. And this guy, again, is just trying to cling to relevancy. And because He can't be the guy who's getting the big names on his podcast. He's mad that someone, not that he would have had Trump on, but he's mad that he can't be the guy that they're going to be on. It's now Theo Vaughn. It's now Andrew Schultz. It's now Joe Rogan. Those are the guys that these politicians are going to instead of when it was once him. And now he's going to take his podcast and go home, and the three people who are in their bathtubs about to slit their wrists until their cats find their dead body and eat them because they're lonely pieces of shit will be super depressed. Except they're already too depressed. They can't even go refill their Zoloft prescription. They're so sad. Not because Marc Maron is ending his podcast, just those are the type of people Marc Maron appeals to. The guy has just been an absolute bitch to people his entire career. And this is just another example of him being mad and pouting and going home because, you know, he can't be the star. He has been relevant since the early 90s. I mean, he was like a middling comedian. He did fine, and then he had his podcast, which kind of took off. Again, when there were three podcasts, and then when any idiot, this guy and more, could put together a little bandwidth and an audio, all of a sudden he got drowned out, and nobody cared anymore. You know, about him whining about his life and how everyone's mad at him and his social anxiety and his cats and blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Again, it's the hypocrisy. Same thing as the other comedians going to do this thing in Saudi Arabia. You know, if he had never platformed and never talked to Barack Obama, he might have some legs to stand on. Even then, I don't agree with it, but at least he wouldn't be hypocritical. I do think that talking to politicians, whether you agree with them or not, is good. If Hitler was alive, he thinks Theo Vaughn would have talked to him. Good. I hope someone would. I would have wanted to talk to Hitler. I would have think it would be an interesting conversation. We might have similar ideas on some stuff, those goddamn gypsies. Not everything. I'm not saying everything. Relax. I'm just saying some things it's industrious about. But we, you know, we got to talk to people. You got to have a bridges. Talking to people is how you create unity. There's a musician named Daryl Davis who has... He's a black guy, blues musician. I just assume blues because he's black. That's the racist in me coming out. He's American R&B and blues musician. And he makes it a habit to have conversations with known KKK members. And he's actually have over 100 different members of the Klan turn over their hoods to him and kind of turn around and, you know, rebuke that way of life. Now, that would have never happened if he wouldn't have been willing to have these hard conversations with people who went in with a deep prejudice. Now, am I saying we could have turned Hitler around? Probably not. He seemed pretty dug in. Also, when you're that methed up, you're no one's dissuading you from much. But it is important to have conversations. The only way to find new ways, better ways, is to talk about the bad ways and understand why people do them so we can move forward. I don't agree with Benjamin Netanyahu at all, but there's people having him on and talking to him, and I think that's great. I think they should be holding his feet to the fire a little more. Pretty softball interviews, most of them. I don't think the Nelk boys are throwing hard balls at Benjamin Netanyahu, but they also probably couldn't find Israel on a map, so that's okay. What else do we got? Let's see. Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel. speaking of white people complaining, Cracker Barrel in the news for changing their logo. They changed it to a pretty nondescript, just the word Cracker Barrel and like a square as opposed to the cracker and the barrel. And a lot of people were angry about this. I don't know why. I'm going to assume this. I'm going to name this whole episode Hypocrisy because it sounds like I shit on the left a lot. This is where I'm going to shit on the right a lot also. It's because people always confuse when we have conversations, because we have, it is like, this is, it's an asymmetrical conversation because I have no political affiliations. You know, someone once asked me if during the last election, gun to your head, who would you vote for, Kamala or Trump? And I said, pull the trigger. Neither. I'm not going to be complicit in your shitty forced scenario where you've created it to be advantageous for yourself, and I'm put in a position where I have to choose someone who I don't think is right for the job. So this is where I'm going to shit on the right a little bit. The right are such fucking snowflake bitches too. You guys are such little bitches. You guys are mad because, oh, why the change to Cracker Barrel? They took the guy off the logo, the white guy, the barrel, blah, 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 blah. You're the same people. They were, you know, mad when certain people took Aunt Jemima off the logo. Who cares? It's just a black lady. Who cares? It's just a white guy. It's just a logo. Also, if you're still eating a Cracker Barrel, kill yourself. What the fuck, people? What are you doing with your life? I would say actually kill yourself, but diabetes is going to take you real soon if you're eating a Cracker Barrel. So don't worry about it. Stay alive. Keep Cracker Barrel in business a little longer. It's not a business. It's not a real restaurant. What are you doing with your life? I don't understand. So they changed the logo. Who gives a shit? Why? Why are we arguing about this? You know, it's a logo of a place no one should even be at anyway, you know? It's like if you were, it's just revealing what a shitty person you are, you know? It's like if you wanted to talk about how you didn't like the carpet at Jeffrey Epstein's house. It's like, yeah, you're still at Jeffrey Epstein's house. What are you doing? Get out of there. This isn't a place anyone should be. So you people on the right that are bitching about this, shut the fuck up. We don't care. It's just a logo. Stop going there. In other white people news, Taylor Swift got engaged. I heard that online. Apparently people care about that. Why? I don't know. I am still confused at who Taylor Swift is. Like, I know who she is, but I don't really understand what she does. I mean, I know she makes music for dumb people. But beyond that, like, I can name one song of hers, Shake It Off. It's a good one. I don't know another song that she's done. And I realized I might not be the demo. But if you're talking about one of the largest selling artists of all time, I feel like I should at least be able to name two songs, right? But she got engaged to Jason Kelce, the football player guy. This is how bad I am at life now. I don't know anyone anymore. I swear to God, I don't know celebrities anymore. It doesn't make sense to me. My favorite thing about Taylor Swift is, are we supposed to hate her or are we supposed to love her? Because her audience is rabid for her. And I know a lot of people who are very extremely liberal and love Taylor Swift. And she does some good things. She fills food pantries. I think she does some stuff for animals, you know, probably beyond the goats that she sacrifices to, you know, Baphomet to keep her career afloat. But beyond that, I think she helps some animals. But she's a billionaire, 1.6 billion. I've heard a lot of people say, a billion's too much. Don't need a billion. She's got a billion. Why don't we hate her more? Why don't we want to eat her? Why aren't we yelling at Taylor Swift to give it away? It's unethical, right? not to mention that it's pretty rampantly, pretty well known in the industry that she is a colossal cunt. that her mother is a colossal cunt and that they actually like threaten other artists, verbally threaten. There's recordings out there of them threatening people. They're just awful people, you know, and you have to be to climb to that level. I get it. I'd sell my soul to do it. but, you know, she's a terrible person that makes terrible music, that's a billionaire, and yet she's revered. I don't understand. Once again, hypocrisy. This is we're catching a theme here. You know what it is? It's because Mercury's in retrograde or whatever the fuck. But but Libra season's coming up. I know that because I am one. And, you know, I read my horoscope. It was a 4-star day. No big deal. And Libra season, Libras are about the balancing scales. We want balance. And things are out of whack right now. And I'm upset about it. So, Taylor Swift, lover, hater, I don't give a shit. I just think she makes terrible music for dumb people. And also, I need to know, why aren't we mad at her for not giving away her billions? I mean, there's so many people that have so much less money than her. She could give away hundreds of thousands of dollars and never even know the difference. So maybe she should. Let's get her down to 999,000. Is that the cutoff? If she gives away 0.7 billion, is that when she's not a bad person anymore? I just need to know what the number is so I can pretend to care when everyone else is yelling about things online for the influencer that told us what to be mad about. Remember her? Anyway. The last thing on the list to discuss today is flag burning. This is a big deal. Trump signs an executive order to imprison people for burning the American flag. 1 year in prison. That's what the news reported. Now, this isn't exactly the whole story. Of course, they want to make it more sensational than it actually was. Now, I do want to preface this by saying I don't agree with this. But, you know, Trump didn't consult me on this one. What can I say? The actual executive order more speaks to that burning it's kind of a loophole technicality to make flag burning an incitement of rioting, which can be a crime punishable up to 1 year in prison. So it's not actually burning the flag that becomes illegal, it's that it becomes an incitement of a riot, which is then a different story. So that's the kind of technicality they're trying to bring this into. So will the Supreme Court's 78-79, whatever it was, their decision about burning the flag being freedom of speech, uphold this? I'm not sure. It's a little murky. Hopefully, because I think burning the flag is an important message. I think it is an important aspect of freedom of speech to show displeasure with your government and those in power. You know, you're probably going to get SARS because that flag was made in China. You know, who cares? Again, you know, slaves gotta work a lot for little to no money, and they do, and they make what we need. So, thank you. Actually, I don't have to thank you. You're a slave. You're gross. We just want our flags. I don't know why anyone's even gonna like incite a riot. Why are we rioting? Things are great in America. We've got a fake president, you know, pedophilia is legal. I mean, it's so great in America. I went to the store today, and not only are the price of eggs down, but I went to grab a dozen brown eggs, and I opened the carton, and they were all white. ICE has done their job. They're getting even the brown eggs out of here, replacing them with white. You think brown eggs gonna take a white egg's job? Fuck that. Not in Trump's America. MAGA. Let's go. We fucking did it. We have only white eggs. No more brown rice. You know? No more brown recluses even. Spiders? Gone. Black Widow's probably coming for you next. There's a lot of anything that's not white. Out of here. Done. You're gone. You know, but this flag burning thing, this, I actually made a sketch about this years ago. But I just think it's so funny that the same people that are so patriotic and love America and talk about shouldn't burn the flag are also the same people that around the 4th of July get a flag patterned bathing suit and have, you know, the American flag wrapped around their taint. You know, you can't be mad someone's burning the flag if the flag is also touching your asshole. You got to pick a lane. Again, a little hypocritical. You got to decide, which one is it? What do we do it? Do we care about the flag? Do we not care about the flag? You know, I'm going to pee and I'm going to put my little wiener back in my shorts. And when I do, I'm going to let a little pee dribble on the flag shorts. That's okay. Just don't burn it. I'm at the lake. I had a little too many Doritos and White Claws. Let a little shard out in the water. That's okay. I'm in the water. Gets into the flag shorts. That's okay. Just don't burn it. It doesn't make sense, people. But the reality is, I do want to make clear, I am 100% on board for burning flags. I think it's an important freedom of speech message. I'm a freedom of speech absolutist. I think you should be able to say what you want. There are consequences of saying things, but burning a flag, here's the thing. A flag is just a symbol of whatever you make it, you know? It's a symbol of America because we say it is, but there's a million things that are symbols of America that we could burn. I don't know why this one is something people are so precious about. Oh, it's a flag that was made in China. We got to burn that. If you burn that, you're a fucking traitor. But also, you know, I will not give a shit about the rights of others or in my country, or you can fucking shoot black people. We don't care about that. Or, you know, there's like a million things that there's a million things people don't care about. But when it comes to this little flag, they care so much. And don't get me wrong, as much as I think there are problems with America, I do realize we are very lucky in what we have compared to some places. In Britain, they're putting people in jail for tweeting things. You know, a guy tweeted about how some immigrants raped his daughter, and he got put in jail for that. Yeah, it could be worse, guys. So the good news is it's going to be worse here very soon. Peter Thiel and Palantir is watching you. They're going to clone you. They're going to put you in some sort of cyber prison. And, you know, you'll be you're going to be hooked up to the Matrix soon. Don't worry. So that's going to be your punishment. Anyway. That's all I want to talk about today, guys. I'm going to get out of here. We appreciate you hanging out. This little life lesson with Deese. Go see a show. Go buy some comic books. Inferno.Earth. Deese.comedy. We're going to talk about more. We got episode 500 coming up soon. I got some special stuff planned. Keep an eye out. And for the Social Hour, I've been Deese. Peace.